بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ميراث الأنبياء ويب سايت is pleased to present the recording of a lesson in English titled Reading from Sheikh Sa'ad al-Hussein's Abridged Tafsir Ibn Kathir Juz Amma, delivered by Ustad Abu Ishaq Nadim حفظه الله تعالى during the blessed month of Ramadan in the year 1445 after Hijra. We ask Allah to make it a source of benefit
continuing
for all.
Our reading from the abridged tafsir of Ibn Kathir by Sheikh Sa'ad al-Hussein rahimahullah ta'ala, and using for benefit from other tafsirs as well. We reached Surah Al-Nazi'at. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والنازعات غرقا والناشطات نشطا والسابحات سبحا فالسابقات سبقا فالمدبرات أمرا. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by various angels. In the first ayah, وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقَى, by those angels who pull out the souls of the disbelievers, غَرْقَى, with great violence. وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطَى, Allah Ta'ala then swears by the angels who glide or swim through the air. فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبْقَى, and by those angels who race forward. فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرَى, and by those angels who fulfill the commands of their Lord. These ayat, all of them referring to angels in different states. The first of them are those who pull the souls of the disbelievers violently at the time of death. And this is in line with what Allah Ta'ala said in other parts of the Quran, as is mentioned in Adwa al-Bayan by Shaykh al-Shanqiti rahimahullah, Muhammad al-Amin al-Shanqiti rahimahullah ta'ala, the last part of which was completed by Shaykh Atiyah Muhammad Salim rahimahullah ta'ala, as Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِطُوا أَيْدِيهِمْ أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ الْيَوْمَ تُجَزَوْنَ عَذَابَ الْهُونَ. And if you were to see when the wrongdoers are at the point of their death, and the angels have their hands outstretched saying, bring yourselves out, today you will be recompensed with a disgraceful punishment, as is in Surah Al-An'am, ayah number 93. And as Allah Ta'ala says also in Surah Al-Anfal, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ يَتَوَفَّى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقَ. And if you were to see when the angels, if you were to see those people dying amongst the disbelievers, the angels striking their faces and striking their backs, saying, taste the burning punishment. Shaykh Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he says this is how the angels have been described to take out the soul of the disbeliever, as occurs in a hadith, that when the angels come to take the soul of the disbeliever hates for his soul to be taken, and the soul then clings on to the insides of that body and refusing to come out. So then the angels say, come out, O you filthy soul that was in a filthy body, come out to the anger of your Lord. And the soul then rejects and repels and repulses that, and doesn't want to leave the body, and it begins to spread throughout the body, holding on to it fiercely, and the angels then pull it out with great violence. And as for the description in the Quran in various places of the souls of the believers, Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Nazi'at, وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطَى, I swear, He's swearing by those angels who gently take out the souls. Nashta, as has been explained in more than one tafsir, like smoothly, like the untying of a bow. How a bow is untied by the pulling of its ends. This is how smoothly the soul leaves the body, the soul of the believer leaves the body. And it is as Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Fajr, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ إِرْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَّةً. O you peaceful soul, return to your Lord, pleased, having earned its pleasure. And the saying of Allah Ta'ala in Surah Al-Fussilat, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. Indeed, those people who said, our Lord is Allah, and then they remained upright, the angels descend upon them, saying, do not fear, and do not grieve, and take glad tidings of a paradise that you have been promised. And Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he says in his tafsir, and as for the soul of the souls of the believers, may Allah Ta'ala make me and you from them, then indeed when the angels, they come to take that soul, they say, giving it glad tidings, oh, you pure soul that was in a pure body, come out to the pleasure of your Lord. And this departure of the soul becomes easy for the soul to leave the body that it was so used to remaining in for the time that it remained therein. So it comes out with every ease. And for this reason, Shaykh Uthaymeen continues, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as occurs in Sahih Bukhari, whoever loves to meet his Lord, Allah will love to meet him. And whoever hates to meet his Lord, Allah will hate to meet him. Aisha radiallahu anha asked, O Messenger of Allah, indeed, we all dislike dying, dislike the thought of death. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is not what is intended. Rather, the believer, when death comes to him, he is given glad tidings of the pleasure of Allah and his honoring him. And there is nothing more beloved to him than that which is in front of him. So he loves to meet Allah, and Allah loves to meet him. And the hadith is in Sahih Bukhari. Shaykh continues and says, so at that point, he knows where he is about to go, to a dwelling better than the dwelling that he was in, that he is about to separate from. So he is happy about that. Just as one of us would be happy to move from a mud house into a house or a palace which is built perfectly well and beautifully. So the person loves therefore to meet Allah. And as for the disbeliever, and Allah's protection is sought, it is the total opposite. He is given tidings of anger and punishment, and he hates for that death to come upon him, and he hates to meet Allah for that reason. So Allah hates to meet him. And the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبْحًا, this refers to the angels that swim around hastily and hurriedly. And Shaykh Abdul Rahman bin Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah, he said that they move around ascending and descending swiftly, gliding or swimming, which is as the word indicates. And then Allah Ta'ala said, فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبَقَى, and by those who press forward as in a race. This is referring to how quickly the angels, they are quick to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرًا, and then Allah Ta'ala swears by the angels who fulfill their commands. For indeed, angels have been given different commands, as he said subhanahu wa ta'ala about them, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. The angels descend, as does the spirit, meaning Jibreel alayhi salam, by the permission of their Lord, with every command. And Allah Ta'ala also says, لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ, and they do not disobey Allah when he, for whatever he commands them, and they do that which they have been commanded to do. And about this swearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the angels, what is it that he was swearing about? Is that indeed you will most certainly be resurrected and taken to account? This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was swearing about. And as is mentioned in the books of tafsir, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by something from his creation, then this is what is something he does in order to show the greatness of that part of Allah Ta'ala's creation, and to show the importance of that thing. And swearing by Allah Ta'ala's creation is impermissible except for Allah Ta'ala himself. Rather, the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forbade that we swear by anyone other than Allah. He said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if anybody is going to swear by anything, then let him swear by Allah or remain silent. And he said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in another hadith, whoever swears by other than Allah has committed shirk, has associated partners with Allah. So swearing by other than Allah is impermissible, and is something only Allah Ta'ala is allowed to do, for it is his creation and he chooses what he swears by subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something which is prevalent throughout the Quran, where Allah Ta'ala is swearing by different things, as we will see very many examples in Juz Amma bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala says, يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةِ تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَةِ. The two words are rajifa and arradifa. Both of them refer to the blowing of the trumpet, which was also mentioned in Surah An-Naba. The first of them, on the day when the trumpet is blown, meaning the first blowing of the trumpet, when the angel Israfil alayhi salam, who has been commanded to blow in the trumpet, and everything on the face of the earth will die except that which Allah Ta'ala wills, referring to the angel himself, as occurs in some tafsirs. Tatba'uha radifa, the second, it will be followed by the second blowing of the trumpet. After the first blowing of the trumpet, everyone falls dead on the face, everybody will fall dead on the face of this earth, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ, and the trumpet will be blown into. فَسَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. So whoever is in the heavens and whoever is in the earth will fall unconscious. إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ, except those who Allah wills. ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى, then it will be blown into again. فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ, and they will be standing, looking. This is in Surah Az-Zumar. And also Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Yasin, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجَدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. And then Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلُوبٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاجِفَةٌ أَبْصَارُهَا خَاشِعَةٌ يَقُولُونَ أَإِنَّا لَمَرْدُودُونَ فِي الْحَافِرَةِ أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا نَخِرَةً قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذًا كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ. Some hearts on that day will be shaking in fear. Their eyes will be downcast, saying, they will be saying, shall we indeed be returned to our former state of life after we were crumbled and decomposed bones? They will say, indeed, it would be in that case a return with loss. Shaykh Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala says that these ayat show that after the blowing of the trumpet and the resurrection of the people standing, the hearts will be of two types. One is this type here, and that's the reason why Allah Ta'ala said قلوب without alif wa lam, meaning some hearts, indicating that there will be other hearts who will be on the opposite spectrum of this. So these hearts, they are wajifa, which means struck with severe fear. Their sight downward, humiliated. And then Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجَرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةٌ. But it will only be with one single blowing of the trumpet that the first of them and the last of them will be resurrected. فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةٌ. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, they will be resurrected upon the face of the upon the whole of the earth, taken out of their graves, removed from under the underground to above the ground. And then Allah Ta'ala begins to mention the story of Musa alayhi salam when he was commanded to encounter Fir'aun, the tyrannous transgressor. Allah Ta'ala says, Hal ataka hadith Musa? Has there come to you the story of Musa? And have you heard of that news? إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ, when his Lord called him, بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى, to the sacred valley called طُوَى, saying, اِذْهَبْ إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ طَغَى, go to Pharaoh, to Fir'aun, for indeed he has transgressed and gone beyond all limits. فَقُلْ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّى. إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّى, say to him, would it not be that you seek to purify your soul and submit and obey, meaning submit to Allah and obey Him. وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَى, and that I guide you and point you and show you to the worship of your Lord, so that you may be humble, so that your heart would humble in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after it was once hard. فَأَرَاهُ الْآيَةَ الْكُبْرَى. Then Musa alayhi salam showed him, despite inviting him with these words, he showed him proofs and evidences clear that he was a prophet by showing him miracles of the truth of that which he came with Allah, as is mentioned by Shaykh Uthaymeen rahimahullah, that he removed his, that he threw his staff, the stick that he would use to walk with, and to aid him in various ways, he threw it on the ground and it turned into a real snake, and he removed his hand from inside his cloak, from inside the chest of his cloak, and it was shining, glowing white. And these are some of the signs that were mentioned that Musa alayhi salam was given to show Fir'aun. So he showed them at this point. So then Allah Ta'ala says, فَكَذَّبَ وَعَصَى, yet he denied, disbelieved, and was disobedient, opposing the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to obey him. ثُمَّ أَدْبَرَ يَسْعَى. And then, in return, or in opposition to the invitation to obey Allah and to submit himself to Allah, he turned back on his heels and he began to strive towards spreading falsehood. Then he turned his back, striving against Allah. ثُمَّ أَدْبَرَ يَسْعَى فَحَاشَرَ فَنَادَى. And then he gathered all of his people and he cried out aloud to them. فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. And then he cried out to them, claiming, I am your Lord, the Most High, the Lordship which belonged only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ نَكَالَ الْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَى. So then Allah seized him with punishment for his last and his first transgression. Allah seized him with his punishment for his transgression in this life as well as in the hereafter, as is mentioned in one of the meanings of the tafsir. Inna fi dhalika la ibratan liman yakhsha. Indeed, in that is admonition for those who fear Allah. أأنتم أشد خلقا أم السماء بناها. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he begins to speak about the resurrection, saying, which means, are you more difficult to create, or is the heaven that he constructed? رَفَعَ سَمْكَهَا فَسَوَّاهَا. He raised its height and perfected it. وَأَغْطَشَ لَيْلَهَا وَأَخْرَجَ دُحَاهَا. Its night he covers with darkness, and its forenoon he brings out with light. وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا. And after that he spread the earth. أَخْرَجَ مِنْهَا مَاءَهَا وَمَرْعَاهَا. And he brought forth therefrom its water and its pasture. And about this ayah, Shaykh Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala and the other scholars of tafsir, they say that it is known from other parts of the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth before he created the skies. As Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَسَوَّاهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ. Then he turned to the sky and created it into seven heavens. And he also said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, but what is meant here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after creating the earth and then creating the heavens, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala akhraja minha ma'aha wa mar'aha, he brought forth its water and created its pathways of water and every need therein. وَالْجِبَالَ أَرْسَاهَا, and the mountains he placed therein firmly. مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ, to become a provision and a benefit for you and for your cattle. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الطَّامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى. But when there comes the greatest catastrophe, as is mentioned, this is the day of resurrection. At that day, يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى. That day will man remember what he strove for. That is the day that a person will remember his actions that he did in this life. And this is the reason, this is the day that a person will begin to read his own records of what he did. As Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ وَكَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. We shall take out on the day of judgment a book that he shall find open in front of him. Read your book. Enough today is that you yourself are a witness against yourself, a sufficient witness against yourself, as occurs in Surah Al-Isra. So when a person reads that book, he recalls and remembers everything that he did. Yet as Shaykh Uthaymeen says, as for today, then we may forget what we did. We may forget all of the various actions that we did, whether they were righteous actions, whether they were futile and worthless actions, whether they were evil actions. Yes, all of that, though we forget it, يوم القيامة, it will be presented to us, in front of us, in a book, and it will be said to us, read your book by yourself. Sufficient are you today as a witness against yourself. So then the person will remember what he strove for. And that is when Allah Ta'ala said in Surah An-Naba, وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. The disbeliever will say, woe, would that I have been turned to dust. This is what we need to be striving for, my brothers and my sisters in Islam, to meet that day with a book full of good deeds, with a book empty and void of futile actions and futile speech. And when a person falls into error, a person falls into sin, a person falls into neglectfulness and heedlessness, then he hurriedly turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking his forgiveness. For it is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive. Rather, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that Allah Ta'ala spreads out his hand during the night in order for the one who sinned during the day to ask forgiveness and to repent. And he spreads out his hand during the day in order for the one who sinned during the night to seek forgiveness and to repent. And then Allah Ta'ala said, وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَىٰ. And hellfire shall be made apparent in full view for everyone who sees. فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَغَىٰ. Then for him who transgressed all bounds. وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. And preferred the life of this world. فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. Preferred the life of this world, meaning busied himself with this world away from his religion, away from his hereafter. فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. And indeed the hellfire will be that person's abode. That will be where that person ends up. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. And as for that person who feared this standing before his Lord and restrained himself from impure, evil desires and lusts. وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. In this world, what will be his result? فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. Indeed, for paradise will be his abode. Will be the abode of that person who feared Allah in this life. He feared that standing before his Lord, the inevitable standing and the inevitable reading of his book. And when his desires and his lusts and the shaitan whispered to him towards evil deeds, he restrained himself, bringing to mind that standing before his Lord. They ask you, O Muhammad, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا. They ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the hour. When will be its appointed time? فِيمَ أَنْتَ مِنْ ذِكْرَاهَا. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded to reply to them. Allah Ta'ala said, فِيمَ أَنْتَ مِنْ ذِكْرَاهَا. Where are you in terms of its knowledge? Meaning you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have no knowledge about it. And rather, as occurs in some tafsirs, that the meaning of this is, that where do you stand in terms of it? And this is in line with what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to that man when he came to him, saying, Ya Rasulallah, mata sa'a, O Messenger of Allah, when will be the last hour? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what have you prepared for it? He said, I love Allah and I love His Messenger. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person will be with those whom he loves. And that hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. فِيمَا أَنْتَ مِنْ ذِكْرَاهَا. You have no knowledge to say anything about it. And where are you with regards to it? إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ مُنْتَهَاهَا. To your Lord belongs the knowledge of its term, of its coming, of its appointed time. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنْذِرُ مَنْ يَخْشَاهَا. Indeed, you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are only a warner for those who fear it. كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ذُحَاهَا. The day they see it, it will be as if they had not remained in this world, toiling in this world, except for an afternoon or for a morning. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those people who take heed of the standing before their Lord, and they bring to mind that standing, and they prepare themselves for that standing with good deeds. And we ask Him to protect us from the ways and the paths of the people of the hellfire and the transgressors. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to make us from those people whose souls are the believing souls that the angels will take out inevitably and eventually, and that they take them out with peace to the pleasure of their Lord. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.